Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show! And we are up next! To the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it, kids?
.com.
Yes.
Yes.
That's us.
That's us.
Happy
anyway,
hour.
So you may be wondering about that first song.
It's a little questionable.
A little questionable. Is that profanity?
No.
Almost.
It actually is not profanity, everybody. I know what you think you heard, but you didn't actually hear what you thought you heard.
Sounds like the perfect opening to this show.
Yeah, right.
You didn't really hear it.
Right. The name of that song is Dirty Mother Fire.
For ya.
It's actually for ya, but the way that Billy Boy Arnold says it, it's like for ya. Like, I got something for ya ass.
Mm-hmm.
Patow.
And that's an older song.
It is an older song. As a matter of fact, if you're mad about that song, I think you can actually blame P.W. Fenton from the Spike on the Mic show. And he does his This Day in Blues History. I think, really, if I think back on it, I think he introduced me to Billy Boy Arnold.
That does not surprise me.
I'm going to blame him.
Blame P.W.
Please don't be offended. He wasn't really saying or singing. Singing.
Singing.
What you thought he was singing.
Singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, all the songs on this show tonight
are going to be like that?
They're not going to be questionable as far as profanity or anything like that, Hannah.
Okay.
But
just checking.
They will
know.
All, because you know what Sunday is Mother's Day, right?
Mother.
So they will all have a Mother's theme.
Do you have that dancing song?
No, I have it, but I'm not playing it tonight.
So. You should.
Right, that's like typical. You have
And just to chime in here, because you mentioned PW and This Day in Blues History, it can be heard most days on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yes.
At 8 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m.
Or if you are Facebook friends with PW Fenton, he
on
posts
demand.
He posts a 2-minute snippet of his daily This Day in Blues History on Facebook, and that's where I catch most of it.
I catch it on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Fantastic.
Three of the four times.
A lot of good shout out.
Yeah. Good shout out.
Yeah, where's anyway, our plug?
Anyway, listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please don't hesitate to do so.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Just don't.
Please save us.
It distracts us.
The number to call in and play along would be 727-498-0502, or you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Some people don't like to call into radio shows, everybody.
Right. It makes them nervous.
Tweet us. Marco Radio Show 1. You can tweet us. We will review your tweet
online
and respond to it directly.
if it's worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the studio this evening, well, the usual suspects.
Yes.
I got my little girl, Hannah Claire, over there across the table from me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right.
All right. Well, I thought you were going to say more.
Oh, I am later.
Okay.
to Hannah Claire.
No, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
That's it. That was your chance.
To Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thank you. Mm,
you look good. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
To her right is my boy, Tygen. How are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. My name is Mark, and I will be your host for the rest of the evening. Well, not really the rest of the evening, until 8 o'clock, and then I'm going
to... Well, that's when you go to bed.
I'm going to cut you loose.
Until the puck drops.
I'm going to cut you loose. I told you not to
mention. I know.
I'm getting to that. I know you're excited about the hockey. We're going to get to that.
Puck droppery.
We're going to get to that. So here in Florida.
Yes. Yeah, that's where we are.
That's where we are.
In the FLA.
We're doing it.
It's getting hot.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm. How hot is it?
Too bad today.
It's hot enough that I turned the air conditioner on yesterday.
Yeah, how hot is it?
Thank God.
I was going to tell everybody that I know it's hot. When mom gets off her, we're not turning the AC on until June rule and turns it on before mid-May.
Yes.
So it's getting hot here.
It's hot.
In
global
the FLA.
Global warming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I think it was up close to 90 degrees the last couple of days. Had a feels-like temperature of nearly 100, but the humidity is not really up to 100% yet.
No.
So it's not like you walk out at 100 and just start sweating bullets.
Wet.
I mean, you can still find some relief if you're not directly in the sun.
Yes. Yeah, today was kind of nice. It was kind of overcast.
It wasn't too bad.
It's been beautiful for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's just now all of a sudden it's starting to warm up.
Yes. Mm. It's creeping up there.
So anyway, that's that. What
it's
else?
It's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot. Let's see. So getting back to the usual suspects here.
Yes.
Hannah Claire. Uh-oh. And I have to do this. Uh-oh. I have to go over and because, look, we are a family.
Yes.
These are my children's. And but I don't really get to see everybody. Steph and I don't get to see the kids really until Friday.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Tygen lives here in the house with us. Hannah Claire lives over in Madeira Beach.
Right.
And, you know, with work schedules and things like that, this is the only time we get to get together. So please excuse us while we kind of catch up a little bit.
What the hell is going
on? I hope
it's
all right with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Now, it seems to me, now I'm not sure, I may have dreamt this.
Oh, boy.
Did I or did I not hear you telling Mom that you were leaving the asylum?
Yes.
You are.
I am.
Now, I have not spoken to Mom about this.
Yeah.
I thought I would save it for right now, tonight on the show.
Right now, so, right on the spot.
What's the plan?
I'm not sure. Something different.
Well, why? I mean, are they kicking you out?
No, they're
treating you wrong.
No, they're not kicking me out. It's just I have come to pretty much the cap in my asylum career.
You're as far as you're going to go.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to go from assistant manager to assistant owner.
Right. Or to manager or anything like that, unless I move to a different store or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm at my cap pay level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, I get paid more as an assistant manager than some of the other managers at the other stores.
Oh.
Which, I don't know about. Whatever. But, so, I have come to the cap of my career at Asylum, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's time for something bigger and better and different.
What about a plan? I mean, is there something that you would rather be doing? Do you have anything in mind?
I've had a few ideas in mind. You know, I wouldn't mind something kind of office-y.
Ooh.
You know, I want to get away from customer service as much as possible.
All right.
You know, and there's...
You're in the same boat with Mom over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but I know of someone who's looking for a partner to do, like, boat detailing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That would be pretty cool.
That's outside. It's fine.
That's outside. That's on a boat.
It's gonna
cleaning
be hot.
A boat. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Oh, but you will.
I don't mind. You like, will. I might, but after a while. But, you know, for the most part, I can handle... I'm much prefer the heat over the cold.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Where I work, but I'm actually looking for a new partner, so...
Well, can I get a job with you?
Let me ask you something. Do you know the difference between a Phillips head screwdriver and a flathead screwdriver?
I do. That's the XC1 and the flat one.
You're hired.
Please?
I will go back to work on Monday, and I'm going to recommend my daughter.
No, for real. Hey, can I?
You're going to be a rock star, Ty.
Can I, like, for real? Because I would love to do that, honestly. I don't necessarily want an office job. I'd rather be doing something like outside.
Do you know anything about plumbing?
No.
How about light carpentry?
No. Yes.
Can you change out an outlet? Can you do anything like that?
Maybe with your supervision. With you yelling at me and making me cry maybe once or twice, we could get it done.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a real dick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know.
I think because I'm a real dick, that's why my current helper decides not to come into work very often.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Well, how much are they paying?
But I need the money, so
I don't know what
there's the difference. But, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about the whole boat detailing thing because it's the guy who lives directly behind Asylum. And, like, his girlfriend or whatever, she worked for Howie's for a little bit.
Yeah, but, okay.
But I don't know. I don't know this guy, and I don't want to be working directly with this guy. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. Like,
I don't know. And I wouldn't want you going out to sea with this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you go to somebody's backyard or to a marina to clean a boat, I'm cool with that,
That's what I think it is. I think it's
I don't want you going on any boat rides with this guy.
Yeah, no. I think it's just, like, a dock kind of situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been offered, like, a bartending job and, like, stuff like that. And I don't know. But, I mean, a bartending
bartenders
job.
Can make good money.
They can, but, I mean, that's...
Back to the customer service.
And that's almost worse than what I'm dealing with now.
Yeah, because now you're dealing with drunks.
Right. Right now I'm dealing with people who are, like, kind of high. They're usually kind of giggly or kind of a dick. Either way, but, like, now they're just going to be drunk.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I was like,
All right, so that takes care of question number one.
Uh-oh.
Question number two. You got a boyfriend.
I do.
Mikey.
Yes.
All right. How long you been together now?
Like 4 or 5 months. Almost 5 months.
Almost 5 months.
Yes.
You live together.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You live together.
His mother is coming to town this weekend.
Yes, she is.
You've never met her.
She is actually currently in town.
She's in town.
Yes.
Is she listening to the show?
Hopefully not.
Does she know about the show?
Cat is out of the bag. Hopefully not.
Okay. How would she, right?
I don't know.
Oh, because of our billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there's a really good possibility that she's not listening to the show.
Yes.
Most people don't.
A likelihood, not a possibility. So anyway, let's talk about her.
Okay.
So where does she live?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I think.
She's coming here because it is the Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend, and it's the brother's birthday.
You've never met her.
Right.
She doesn't know that you and Mikey live together.
Right.
She is of a religious background.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fairly strict.
Fairly. Yes.
Okay.
Fairly.
And it's going to be. Are you gonna let the cat out of the bag?
I don't know.
And let her know that you live together?
I don't know.
I mean, you're both 23 years old. What is she going to do? Put you on restriction or something?
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. I think we're going to try to avoid the subject.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard. You know?
You're not having her over for cocktails before you go out to dinner?
No. No, hopefully not.
You're not going to put out the poo-poo platter and some drinks?
Hopefully not, but, like, just in case we did clean the house and stuff like that.
Well, that's always a good idea.
Yeah, just do that anyway.
Yeah. Well,
every once in a while.
Just in case.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely a little nervous about the whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
I had the opportunity to, like, go meet her. We had the opportunity to go meet her and, like, I don't know, get the whole meeting out of the way at least today.
Yeah, right.
But I said no. I've been
not ready yet.
I've been psyching myself up for like the whole day tomorrow.
Now, how old of a woman is she? I mean, she's got to be like mom and I.
Yeah,
age, right?
I think she's like mom's age.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck, honey.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's, well, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it's going to be fun. I mean, tomorrow we're going paddle boarding.
Right.
Going paddle boarding from 9 a.m. till 11.
Steph.
Nice.
Okay, here's this.
You're going shark baiting.
I said that I called Hannah earlier today, and I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm at Target. I'm buying a bikini. And I was like, well, are you planning on going to the beach? She goes, no, I'm paddle boarding tomorrow and with Mikey's mom. She's way cooler than you and mom. What?
Yeah, she wants to go paddle boarding.
Wow.
When have you guys ever gone paddle boarding?
Well, you've seen my athletic
mom doesn't
ability.
I like the water.
I don't like the water.
Well, neither shark do baiting. I, honestly.
Shark baiting, right?
I'm honestly a little freaked out. Mikey's like way freaked out because he really doesn't like the water. Like, it's going to be, and we can't cuss, so it's going to be bad.
Well, what kind of Hunger Games outing is this?
Right? Yeah. This is a true show your support.
Yeah, no. Me paddleboarding is like the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to freak out if like anything bumps like the bottom of the board or like anything.
Yeah.
I can't even say I'm out because, I mean, where's out in the water? No, I am.
It's not better.
No, I am hugging
trapped.
The board. Like
I can remember when I was
just lay down.
When I was in the Marine Corps, stationed out in California, a buddy of mine tried to teach me how to surf, and we were out there, and I think we were at what are the beaches out there, honey? Huntington Beach or something like that. And we're next to the pier, and we're out there, and we're waiting for a wave. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a fin, and I was like walking on water to get back to the beach. And he's like, stop, it's a dolphin, it's a
I
dolphin.
Don't
I'm
care.
Like, I don't care.
Well, that's the
I'm
thing.
I'm not waiting to find out.
That's the thing with Hannah. For whatever reason, dolphins are attracted to her.
Yeah, there are always dolphins every time I get in the water.
Yeah, they swim up to her. Mm. It's like she puts off this good dolphin vibe.
And dolphins can be rapey too.
Yeah.
Rapey very. Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins. Anyway.
Not well, good luck, life. Honey.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me know. Let me and you try it out and see how much like athletic ability it takes.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not much, but I mean, you are paddling.
Those boards are pretty big, and you're pretty small. I think you're going to be able to balance it. You just don't want to get too crazy. Like now, all of a sudden, you got all this paddleboarding confidence, and you start trying to hang 10 or anything like that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no. No,
where are you doing?
Don't try to do a handstand.
Apparently, it's like right down the street from the house. So we have to
Lake Seminole.
So, no, from my house. So we have to play off that, like, I don't know if we're taking two separate cars or what, but like, we have to play off that we're not leaving from my house.
Well,
because we both live there, you know.
Couldn't he swing by and pick you up?
Yeah,
she's probably not stupid. I'm sure she's going to figure it out.
She sent mail to my house for Mikey. She knows the dog lives there. Like, I don't know.
Well,
but whatever. Whatever fairy tale world
she wants
to keep living in.
If all of those things have happened, if she knows Mikey's dog lives with you, and she has sent mail to your house for Mikey, don't disrespect her and not tell her.
Well, yeah.
She knows. She's just waiting for you two to come out and tell her.
I know, but I'm...
So do it.
I'm scared. I'm not going to be like,
if she gets nasty, you know my phone number.
Yeah. and she will pray for you.
I was going
to
say...
Put her on! Let me talk to this woman. Anyway.
She will pray for you.
Mm-hmm. So, Tygen.
Yeah.
You have a new van.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa cool Ron was kind enough to donate his like new 2005 old man van to you.
Old man van, I like it.
for your cause, which would be your cause would be well, you're in a band.
Yes.
You need a vehicle to transport your equipment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're nearly 28 years old, never had a driver's license, and it's time.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be a really good first vehicle.
Second vehicle.
Right? And it's going to...
I had the scooter.
Well, but that's a whole different thing.
Damn it.
Hey, you got the brand new one.
Well, this is going to be a vehicle that's going to be functional for you. It's going to give you a lot of room, and I think it's going to be easy for you to drive.
Yeah, I haven't driven it yet.
Well... We got to get on that. I mean, how soon can you get your driver's license?
I can schedule the thing, but it's going to be like 3 weeks.
Well, let's go ahead and schedule it and start putting some miles on the car, practice miles.
Yeah, I mean, what did we get today? The registration?
Yes, we did get the registration in the mail today.
We have the registration. We are legal. It's all legal. It's all ready to go. We just need to get you behind the wheel and start, you know, tooling around the neighborhood and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to drive it this evening.
That's cool. So speaking of the van and how it's going to be so functional for you to use it for your shows, let's talk about your shows. We went to a show not last weekend, but the weekend before. Is that right? Or was it last weekend? No, it was the weekend before.
Yeah, weekend. Yeah.
It was the weekend before. Grandpa Ron was here last weekend.
Yeah.
So right. The weekend before. You've got something coming up next weekend, correct?
Yep. May 19th.
And that's at the Brass Mug.
Yep, Brass Mug.
All right. And then you've got something...
June 9th.
June 9th. That's the one I'm excited about.
State Theater.
State Theater. State Theater is a historic theater in downtown St. Petersburg. And unfortunately...
Don't say that.
Don't say what?
Nothing's been released yet.
The theater is for sale. Okay. And I did see recently that it's under contract.
Under contract.
So... The future of the State Theater has yet to be determined.
Well, given that information, we don't know if the new owners are going to keep it as the State Theater or turn it into something else.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So it possibly could be on June 9th, the last show at the State Theater.
Yeah.
Okay. Which would be...
That's a bummer.
Well, that's a bummer for one thing, but it could also be sort of like a historical note for the State Theater and your band.
Yes. Right.
We played the last show at the State Theater.
Mm-hmm. We closed.
That could be a selling point for Deceptive Intruder. Yep. If you want to listen to a little Deceptive Intruder, here it is.
Really got to get you some new recordings.
Yes.
But I like this one.
It's this song.
It's going to be a death metal show.
Yes, and if anyone is interested in, especially locally here in St. Pete, anyone's interested in tickets to the State Theater show,
right?
Direct message me on Twitter, Marco Radio Show 1.
Okay.
We do need to help the band tickets.
Let's make sure we go over that again later in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a big deal.
It's a big deal. Theater. Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for one that it's on this side of the bay.
Yeah.
And it's at a cool venue.
Yeah. Right. So. And it's 3 days after Ty's birthday, so it's going to be like a birthday party for Ty as well.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, anyway.
28, a new driver's license.
State Theater.
A new van.
Mm-hmm. Moving up.
Going back to the van. No. Grandpa Ron was meticulous about taking care of this van.
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows.
It's white.
It's like it's brand new.
It's a blank. It's a blank canvas.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on maybe decorating it? Or
I do.
And anything you can share with us that might, if Grandpa Ron is listening, might send him right through the roof.
Well, I was thinking about looking into that vinyl lining.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I think you can take that back
like
off.
The wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
those
big wrap.
Cool. Right.
Or like the big magnets that you used to have.
Okay, right. Like, yeah.
So he's
not...
you
see contractors use big magnets.
All right, so okay. Spray paint did not come out of his mouth, which is good. A good
right,
thing.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
We'll see how the budget holds.
Yeah.
I just had this vision of like a neon green skull on the front hood and neon green flames down the side.
What's wrong with that? That's awesome.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just that I just know that my dad, Grandpa Ron, who treated that car like it was family, is probably like, oh, my God.
Well, oh, I mean, you should. It is.
But then he doesn't hesitate to go. If Hannah wants to get a full sleeve of tattoos, I'll pay for that.
Right.
I want a full sleeve of tattoos.
She can mar up her body, but God, don't touch that white van. Anyway.
So, deceptive intruder.
Yeah.
See them while they're still small.
Here's the thing that I was thinking
about.
Because
they're going big time.
The other night, especially after I got this news on Facebook the other day, is you're going to be 28 years old. This is going to be the first time that you've actually had a driver's license. So that kind of puts me and Mom back into the whole thing. We have a new driver.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we're going to have all of this worry every time you leave the house. Hannah Claire, you've been driving for, 7 years now, so you're kind of like an old pro.
Yeah.
I always tell you drive carefully and stuff like that, but I don't really worry that much about you because you've got some drive time under your belt.
Right.
But what I found out, I didn't find out this week, but I did. I heard something this week that was very sad. A very good friend of mine from high school lost his daughter to a car crash this week. Your age, Hannah.
Yeah.
And it goes to show you.
You never know.
You never know. You got to love your kids. You got to watch out for them. And, just please, please, please be careful because you never, never know.
Right.
You never know.
And they were, she and her friend were both killed.
Both killed.
Oh.
They were on their way to work.
On their way to work.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even like
they were
messing around irresponsible.
Irresponsible
is the word I'm looking for. They were commuting to work, and they were both killed.
Yeah, that sucks. That truly horrible. Does suck. Pretty girl. Saw a picture. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Very smart. Looked like she was like a valedictorian of her college.
Yeah.
Whole life to live.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Very sad.
Yep.
Very sad.
Yep. Anyway, so Stephanie.
Yes.
Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
Still glad you had these two?
Oh, of course.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. Scars. Stretch marks.
Is there anything you change? I mean,
don't ask her
Yeah, right. Jesus.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. There should have been more of them.
Whoa. Oh, no. Well, now you're talking crazy.
Chill out.
two was good. I was actually good after Ty, and then old what's-her-name came along.
Whatever, I'm your favorite.
Don't say that on the...
We all know it. Come on.
It's not a secret.
We all know how the favoritism thing goes there.
It's just, it's funny how it has worked out because it's like, I know that, Steph, you and Ty are very close.
Yes. We've been through a lot.
Yes, you have. You have been with him through all of it. I mean, right by his side through all of his stuff when he was a little boy and stuff like that. I get it.
Yeah.
Hannah and I feel like Hannah and I are close. I don't not feel like I'm close to Ty. I just feel like he doesn't trust me and doesn't like me. So
he blames you.
But I feel like Hannah, she digs me. So that's cool.
We're cool.
And Tilly, I got Tilly too. So I got two daughters.
Two daughters.
Anyway, now this might be a little racist, and it goes
here we go.
A Mother's Day thing. But I can remember when I was a little boy, my mom used to say, "Mark Ginn, I wouldn't trade you for 100 black kids." Always made me feel so good.
I don't know if you can say that.
Well, I just did.
Well, you know, 50.
There goes the real radio.
50 some odd years ago in Virginia, it was okay.
I know Mom wasn't racist, but I think she picked up on that that little saying, and she thought it would be cute to say to me.
Yeah.
Now, she did say 101. No, she didn't.
That might change your mind. there was a price.
Anyway, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Stephanie, you sort of got into this a little bit earlier. Who's excited about what's happening after this show?
Woohoo!
You're going to turn off this show. And on the boob tube, you're going to be able to catch our Tampa Bay Lightning puck it up with the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
How about that? Our show ends at 8, and they drop the puck at 8.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Yeah. Still. Okay. So we're May 11th.
Right.
The Stanley Cup series doesn't start till June, so still a couple more weeks off.
Well, it's a 7-game series.
Please tell me we don't have to play another series before we get to the Stanley Cup.
I think we do.
Are you kidding? Who would we play next? See, I don't know that much about how it works.
I forget
who. But I know there's still the Las Vegas team is still mm-hmm. out there. I think there's a San Jose team that's still out there. Somebody named the Sharks is out there.
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
I think there are still 8, is that right? 8 teams left.
Right.
So if we win this series, then that would drop it down to 4, everybody's playing this series, so that'll drop it down to 4 teams left.
Right.
So then that series before the final series of the two teams.
So we've got this one, then another one.
Before we make it to the Stanley Cup playoff.
Jeez Louise.
Actual, that series. It's hockey, man.
It is hockey, and it's, I'm becoming more and more of a hockey fan. I still find it a little bit hard to watch because it's so fast. And a lot of times I'm not really sure what's happening, don't understand all the rules.
Right.
But I dig it because unlike soccer, as soon as that puck drops, they're trying to score, and it's in a much smaller area. They're confined to a much smaller area where they're trying to play this game.
Well, it's it's smaller.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. A hockey rink is much smaller than a soccer field.
Oh, well.
Oh, like not even close.
Okay.
Much smaller.
Well, I just think it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun that our team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, have done so well.
Yes.
And we're in this position where this is going to be like the start of the third playoff series.
Right.
So that's great.
And we have the air conditioner on, so we can actually wear our jerseys while we watch.
I wish I had mine on right now.
Yeah, you should.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm. I might. Don't tempt me, Ty.
Yeah. It could happen. It could happen.
Yep. So to stick with a little bit of sports here, our Tampa Bay Rays kick off a weekend series tonight in Baltimore against the Orioles. Go Rays. Our Tampa Bay Rowdies will be in Virginia tomorrow night to face the Richmond Kickers.
Yes.
Richmond Kickers.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for our Rowdies.
Okay. Just mm-hmm. checking.
One of the things that we sort of alluded to earlier in the show is Mom and I kids are going to be going over to Mickey Quinn's tomorrow evening to catch the Rowdies game on TV. And this is what's cool, is that the unused substitutes, Radio St. Pete alum, will be broadcasting live from there, which is great because we did not get a chance to meet those guys during the Radio St. Pete meet and greet a month ago.
Right, right. So I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch the game in that setting.
I'm kind of hoping that we can meet these guys and kind of put in like a word. It's like, look, we started this relationship with Tam McCandweary.
What happened?
He's kind of giving us the cold shoulder now. Can you just say, look, we still dig him? And
right. Could you give him a message?
If he'd please call in, let us know how he's doing.
Right, right. So, yes, tomorrow night, the unused substitutes will be broadcasting live following the match. Mm-hmm. From Mickey Quinn's. Come on down to Seminole if you don't have anything going on.
Right.
And watch the Rowdies game with us.
Right.
The unused substitutes, mm-hmm. they're regularly scheduled broadcast on Radio St. Pete is Wednesday nights at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
is when they normally do their show.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Now, we need to take a break, but before I do, I want to mention one more thing, and this is sports related as well. Former Bucks coach Tony Dungy is going to be enshrined in the Raymond James Stadium Hall of Fame, or the Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be September 24th. It's going to be a home game.
Nice.
And it's going to be the Bucks versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nice.
Which is significant because Dungy actually played professional football for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 70s.
Nice.
So it's going to be a homecoming for him in Tampa Bay, and he's going to be getting honored in front of the team that he played for when he was a player. So that's very cool.
Very
I always liked
cool.
Tony Dungy. Very good dude.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Very good dude.
Nobody more deserving than Tony.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, everybody, we should take a break. Like I said earlier in the show, all of the songs that we're going to play tonight are mother related.
Mother. call your mother.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any calls tonight, but if you do want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Well, what are we going to talk about next, everybody?
The rest of the show.
We'll be right back.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. Don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just help you on your way through your busy dying day.
Everybody, we are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live on RadioSaintPete.com. That little ditty is Mother's Little Helper by who? The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Gonna see my picture on the cover. Gonna buy 5 copies for my mother. Gonna see my smile. Never mind. Stop it. Just stop it.
You stop it.
Focus. Anyway, we are back, and we're going to get into the rest of the show. Now, listen, one of the things that we try to do before every show is have a bit of a pre-show dinner, and Stephanie and Ty rolled over to Chipotle.
Yes.
Is that how you say it? Chipotle.
Chipotle.
And they picked up some, Mexican bowls?
Yeah, I just got some Mexican bowls,
steak bowls, yeah. Didn't get me one. But got everybody else on the show one. That's okay.
I don't ever eat mine.
Oh, you didn't get one either?
No.
You got two?
I got three.
Oh.
Ty, Hannah, and Jack.
Oh. Still getting Jack one, who has recused himself from the show.
Oh, stop. You stop.
Right.
You work those hours.
Yeah, I get you. I got it. I got it. Look, I get it. I get it. So anyway.
Well, we never eat ours anyway.
No, I usually eat mine the next morning, which is makes for a unique breakfast.
Yes, quite unique.
I like it.
Especially when we have something odd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's, man, here's kind of a sad story.
Oh.
Well.
Why?
It's, well. Well. This is a story, I read it, and it was given to me by my buddy Ruben, and he said, did you see this story in the paper? And I missed it. But what it is, and what's a story that's going to make you realize you really got to be nicer to your kids.
You got to be nice to everybody.
Well, but especially your kids.
Yeah.
Because this is a story about a Chinese man, okay? Mm-hmm. He's 85 years old, all right? He is estranged from his two sons, all right? One moved to America, and the other one won't speak to him. His wife is gone. Obviously, at 85, his parents are gone. Doesn't have anybody else, right? This guy is a smart guy. He worked in like the scientific field, that kind of thing. 85 years old, still physically fit, I guess. He can cook. He can shop for himself. He can bathe himself. He can do all this stuff, but he's lonely. He's right. Lonely. So what he did in desperation, because he really, I'm 85 years old.
I'm lonely.
I don't want to die in my bed alone, and you know, a month later somebody discover me, you know. So what he did is he got some paper and he scribbled out some notes. Basically, he made himself a little placard that he can post around town on like the bus stop and in shop windows and stuff like that. And what it said was, I'm an 85-year-old man. I can still deal with stuff. You know, I'm not a baby, but I'm lonely. I'm looking for somebody to adopt me.
No.
He put himself up for adoption, right? What's funny about that, Ty?
Well, I mean,
he's
crying. A real pain in the ass.
No, he's not.
We don't know that.
Well. But the story says, now here's, apparently in China, there's becoming an issue because, you know, years ago, they limited the amount of children you could have to one.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So now what's happening is as people get older, now it's like, I think they said like right now, it's like 15% of people in China are 60 years and over. And they say that by the year, 2040, one in four will be over the age of 60. And what's happening is because they limited the amount of kids you could have, now instead of having like a real... not a security force, that sounds like something, you know, robotic, but somebody that's going to take care of you in your old age.
Choices of family members.
Now you've got a single child that's going to take care of you, which could be a burden on them. And if you've ruined your relationship with that kid, now you got nobody.
Right.
And that's
well, and your spouse is going to be in the same position.
Right.
So now you're not dealing with, you know, say one set of elderly parents. You're right. Dealing with two sets.
Yeah. Well, this guy's by himself. Like I said, estranged from his two sons. Wife is gone. No other family. And so he starts putting these placards around town. Wasn't getting any results, that kind of thing, until this woman who owned a little shop saw it. Took a picture of him, and she put it on social media. Then all of a sudden, he starts getting calls. Now, he wasn't getting calls, a lot of calls from, you know, people that were truly interested. He considered a lot of them sort of crackpots, like migrant workers and stuff like that. Look, you're not taking care of me. You're only in town until the crop is here.
Right.
Here and gone, you know, that kind of thing. So he was kind of picky. And he did form a couple of phone relationships with a couple of young people that were, you know, young professionals. One was like in law school or something like that. And somebody else was like an IT kind of person, but they were like in their 20s and they were both talking about or considering adopting this guy. right?
As their grandfather?
Well, just to take care of this guy. He's concerned about, look, I'm going to die. I don't know how much time I've got left. I just want somebody to sort of be there with me and bury me.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be found bones in my bed.
Yikes.
You know, I want to be part of something up right up until the end. I get that. You know.
It's gross, but I get it.
You know, don't they have, like, senior centers? And...
Well, they do, but he refuses to go. Apparently, they don't have a very good reputation. Kind of like here.
No, but they have here, they have not only, like, assisted living facilities.
Right.
You wouldn't have to go to that extreme.
Well, he said
that... they have, like, activities and... You can go play bingo and socialize and have a meal with people.
Well, he said that his retirement was only about $950 a month. So, you know, that's not huge. I don't know what those facilities cost. I know here in America, they're quite expensive.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is there's a difference with the senior center that just hosts activities for seniors,
right,
versus, you know, going and living at a facility.
Right.
But you make friendships. And
if you start to read this article, you immediately feel sorry for this guy. And then as you read a little bit more, he is sort of curmudgeoning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. He's picky. He's not just going to have anybody who calls him from social media adopt him. That kind of thing. He was still even kind of on the fence about these two young people that were, you know, showed the most interest, you know. And then what happened? What do you think happened?
He died.
The one young professional decided, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take care of this guy. I'm going to move him in with me. He made some phone calls. Couldn't get an answer. Then one day he called again. Somebody else answered the phone and said, oh, no, you're too late. He died.
Mm.
So.
Well, hopefully he wasn't there too long.
Right. Well, no, I think he was actually with somebody when he died.
Oh,
he was,
good.
He was actually in a hospital. I think he died of heart failure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
But, yeah, see, be nice to your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Don't look
both,
at me.
Both of them.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get this story out real quick because we're going to have to take a break here soon.
Oh, you know what?
What?
He probably ate the ziti.
What's ziti? Oh, that's like Italian food?
Yeah.
Why would he eat ziti? He's Chinese.
Because it's great.
And he probably...
Better as a leftover.
He probably ate it all the next morning for breakfast.
You're still mad because I ate last week's leftover ziti?
I am.
Oh, my God.
You're never going to live that
way.
Get
over it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Cut off.
Let me count the ways that you have pissed me off, buddy.
It's not Father's Day yet. That's next month.
Anyway, so Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about the volcanoes and stuff like that in Hawaii on the Big Island. Okay, so they are like raging. And I think as of like Sunday, they had destroyed about 26 houses. I don't know where they are now.
Yeah, 35.
35, okay.
He was more worried about his R2-D2 mailbox.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
I would have been hauling that mailbox away. Yeah.
Well, here's a couple of things that I want to ask you guys. How hot do you think flowing lava is?
It's hot.
I know, yeah, well, yeah, it's hot, but like if
thousands
you had...
Thousands of
yeah,
degrees.
Probably a couple
not,
thousand degrees.
Well, not no. No, it's not a couple thousand. It is actually... right around 1,165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Okay. Who put the thermometer in?
Well. I think that when something is that hot, I don't think you have to put it in. I think you can just hold it close.
Okay.
And I would like to think if you're...
And round up.
I think if you're that close to something that hot,
I mean,
I would think that it's going to burn you. I saw a picture of a guy standing fairly close, and it was like, that's got to be like... melting your skin, man.
You would think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's. Anyway. I thought, well, I was surprised at kind of how slowly it's moving.
Yeah.
In the movies, when the lava comes.
I think it depends on how hot it is. I think it moves pretty quick when it comes right out of the hole. But then as it gets down the mountain, it's picking up debris and stuff like that.
Slowing it down.
It starts to cool down a little bit. It slows down.
Mm, okay.
But it's still, I mean, to me.
It's still moving quickly.
To me, it's amazing. It's an amazing phenomena that happens. And it makes you really start to realize that, hey, we live on a planet, man.
Yeah.
In the middle of our planet is molten lava.
Magma.
It's hot. You know, how cool would it be if it was like full of snow and it was just shooting like snow out of this crater? Or what if it was full of, you heard that commercial? The center of the earth smells like raspberries.
Yeah.
what if it just shot out jelly?
It does.
It's just really hot. So nobody's willing to taste it.
Right. Rock flavored.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I heard, and this kind of pisses me off, but you see this in any kind of a disaster, people try to take advantage. You see looters.
Right.
Well, on the big island of Hawaii where this is happening, the Hawaiian police just arrested this dude who had broken into several houses that had been evacuated.
Right.
You know.
Come on, man.
Yeah, look. I've said before, looting, I'm not a big fan of it if you're stealing food. But if you're going in and stealing TVs and shit like that, that's not cool.
Right. I mean, if it's like the Walking Dead scenario.
If you're stealing stuff to survive,
right,
that's
you're
different.
Breaking into stores to survive.
Right.
Then, yeah. But no, not, hey, I know they have a big screen TV.
Right.
I think I'll rush in before the lava.
Yep.
And try to get it out. Mm-hmm. But no, that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. The last time it erupted, it erupted for almost 5 years.
Well, I tell you, I think I mentioned this last week. When I was in the Marine Corps, I went to the top of the island and to play war for a couple weeks. And all of the lava fields up there are so bizarre looking. It's like being on the surface of the moon, what you would think the surface of the moon would look like. I mean, it wasn't like dusty, like when you walk around, you're kicking up dust. But it just, these lava fields are bizarre looking. It's very cool.
What Stanley Kubrick would have you believe the moon looks like.
Yes. Ty.
Yes.
Yes.
My little
conspiracy theorist.
Look, we either didn't go or we had alien help.
We had alien help. Let's put it that way.
I don't know.
We had something.
We had some creativity, I think is quite possible. Because, anyway.
Do you know the name of the volcano?
Kilauea.
Kilauea, right. And it's on the big island of Hawaii.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's kind of cool. It's one of those cool things. It's like this is going to destroy all your stuff,
right?
But it's kind of like a slow creeping death. It's like having cancer. It's not like having a hurricane or a tsunami or something like that. It's not going to just wipe you out today. It's going to wipe you out like next week.
Right.
You know it's coming. You can see it coming. And there's no way, there's not anything you can put in its wake to stop it.
No.
I mean, what are you going to put? Water in its wake? You going to try to hose it off?
You could.
No.
For a little bit.
No. Water. That lava's like water. Pfft. Please.
Please.
What are you going to do? Build a wall? It's going to melt that wall, man. It's not going to happen.
It's just, it's insane.
If you're looking up the hill and your house is directly underneath where this is coming, you got to move.
Get your stuff.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
Right.
Well, that's what surprised me about the guy with the Mustang.
Yeah.
You know, did it not run? Why didn't you
move.
Like, turn it on and drive down the hill right. with your R2-D2 mailbox.
Right.
Get out of the way. Anyway, we do need to wrap up all at right. the top of the hour.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our first hour.
Yes.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Haven't had any calls this evening.
No, everybody's too busy.
They're getting ready for hockey.
Yeah,
damn it. I said the show ends at 8 and the puck drops at 8.
Yes.
You can be listening to our show and then quickly leave your computer and go to the boob tube.
You should have the Marco Radio Show and Radio St. Pete downloaded on your phone.
Yes.
TuneIn app.
Right.
And you could listen on your way to the game.
If you started listening to the show and you left early to go get popcorn and chips and beer and stuff like that,
you could still be listening.
You can still catch us on the archives.
Yes.
Go to Radio St. Pete Archives and listen there, or you can go to the TuneIn app. That's pretty much, they play all of the Radio St. Pete shows on like a loop all day long.
I'm not sure they're still doing that. I think now the TuneIn app is...
I thought Joe was trying to get that uploaded. So
I think what he was trying to do was merge the TuneIn app with the live feed.
Oh, all right.
But I'm not sure which actually happened.
All right, so we're going to take a break.
Yes.
And what's cool about this, for the first time, because of our new radio platform that we're broadcasting from, when we go to this song, you're going to hear it.
Yes.
Before, you didn't hear our song. You heard some sort of gobbledygook from Radionomy.
Right.
Right.
Ads.
But now you're going to hear our song, and I played this one for Ty. He's going to like this one.
Okay.
It's one of his favorites. Well, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the second hour of the show. We'll be back in about 4 minutes and 15 seconds.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized.
seen your face a thousand times.